Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. So the Holy Spirit was vibrating over the waters, putting everything that we need here in that invisible realm. And it's on a particular vibration. So see, what you have to do, you have to get on a vibration. Amen. We just sung about a sound. There's a sound. When you start hitting a certain, you know, some singers, when they sing, you've probably seen this on before, where certain singers can hit such high notes they can break glass. You can be screaming all you want, glass ain't gonna break. But that singer starts singing, tune that voice up and hit that note, and all of a sudden she hold that note and there's a sound. She's touching a vibration. See, God's given us, it's in you. The executive order is in you. The way that we take control of destiny, we got to take control of our mind. Because that executive order right now is like a volcano ready to erupt in your life in the midst of this darkness. Amen? Light shines brightest when it's the darkest. You can be shining a bright light when the sun is out and it's full of noonday and you won't even hardly see the light. But let it get dark at midnight. That light will shine bright. Amen? So he said, arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Somebody say this again. I think I'm going to say this the rest of the night. Say, I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
I don't want you walking around here acting like no victim. You got your chin touching the ground and your knuckles touching the ground and you just dragging around like there's no hope. Listen, Jesus is on the throne. He's not abdicated the throne. He's still on your side. Even though he has his own agenda, he's bringing you into, because you are his and he is yours. He said, I never leave you and I won't forsake you. I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. Paul said it this way, what shall separate us? Paul came to the conclusion, what shall separate us? He had a whole list of things that he named and said, and at the end he said, no, nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. That is present, that in the past, that which is to come, angels, principalities, tribulation, none of these things shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Why? We have a mandate. We have an executive order. We are here to fulfill a purpose. Amen. None of these things can separate us. Stop giving place to depression. See, this is how the enemy works. He wants to impress you with something. He don't talk to impress you. Once he impresses you, then he's going to start oppressing you. After he oppresses, then he's going to try to depress. And if he can depress you long enough, he can't do this, but he's going to try to possess. So tell somebody, I ain't impressed.
I'm not impressed.
Take your show somewhere else. I ain't impressed. Let me say this again. Take control of your destiny by taking control, or by changing the way you think. Take control of your destiny by controlling what you allow to enter your mind. I'm going to say this again. The Lord spoke to me some months, maybe a few couple months back, and said, be informed. You know what's going on, but receive it only as information. But then he says, listen to what I say to you.
Amen.
Hear all these things, discern it, weigh it out. You know, discern what is true and what is false, but then hear what I say.
Amen.
That's the final thing. Amen?
Amen.
So Take control of your destiny by taking control of what you allow in your mind. You and I, because we have this executive order to subdue, you and I have the capacity to change our environment. Hear me, saints of God, to change our environment simply by the way we think. This is not magic, not mind control, mind over matter. This is the Bible. Amen. As a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. Amen. And we have an innate ability to change things just from the way that you think and the way that you perceive things. You have an ability to change your environment. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Why are we talking right now about thoughts when we talk about subduing? Because everything starts with thought. Understand, your thoughts have vibrations. They are. They're vibrational. Everything vibrates. Whether we see it or not, everything is vibrating, everything is moving. What we must recognize is how much vibrational power your thoughts have over your feelings and your actions. Amen. How much power your thoughts have over how you feel and how you act. A fool has foolish thoughts. Somebody that's in their right mind and walking upright and thinking like that ain't gonna be acting a fool. Because their thoughts are not foolish. Amen. But a foolish person is foolish because their thoughts are foolish. Amen. Or they're just crazy or just, you know, something wrong. You know, I don't want to sound critical, but that's true. You know, something's wrong. Their thoughts, because it starts there. I'll say it again. Recognize how much power, vibrational power, your thoughts have over how you feel and how you act. Somebody say, no more victim. No more victim. Now I'm gonna be watching your body language, see. Cause see, if you on a low vibration, here's how you know. Because you on a low vibration, your vibration, your thoughts, something, you know, bless the Lord, I'm highly favored. No, you ain't. Come on, talk to me. Come on, let me pray for you, something, you know. Yeah, I'm blessed and highly favored. No, you lying. See, when you get on a higher vibration, there's a joy there. There's an energy there. Amen. Amen. There's a positive outlook there, no matter what's going on, because you're on a higher vibration. Your thoughts. The Bible says the thoughts of the righteous are right. Amen. Amen. The thoughts of the righteous are right. God gives us good thoughts. As a matter of fact, he says even his thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace. And not of evil. Even when it seemed like God is kind of acting in a manner toward us that we're not familiar with. It don't seem like that warm, fuzzy little teddy bear you used to. You know, he don't seem like the good shepherd. It seemed like he whooping you. But he's still God, and he still loves you, and it's still going to work together for your good. Amen. And when he brings you out, no chastening for the present is joyous, but it's grievous. None of our parents, I don't think, especially back in the day, whooped us without wanting us to cry. You know, they didn't whoop you and, you know, you finish. That all? No, not at home, not at my house. you better make up some fake tears or something. They see them tears, they see that it's getting through to you. Well, my sister used to tell her sons, she was so sweet, you know, when they would act them, they were going to get a whooping, she'd send them out and say, "Now you know I got to whoop you, right?"
Yeah.
She said, "Well, I'm just going to whoop the devil off of you, and then we're going to be finished."
Said, "Yes, ma'am."
And then they'd be fine after that. Let me say this again. If you take control, you can take control of destiny by taking control of what you allow into your mind. We're not ignorant, nor are we blind, nor are we not looking at things, nor are we trying to say something is not there that's there. We're not ignorant of things. We just ain't letting it in our mind because we have the mind of Christ. We have another mind. We think differently from the world. I'm going to say this again. Recognize how much vibrational power your thoughts have over your feelings and ultimately over your actions. As a man thinketh, so is he. I will encourage you. You know, Lord brought some revelation to my spirit for you that use the word of God to confess it. There are three things actually that I believe are paramount in this time right now. One is prayer, that you continue to develop your prayer life, your relationship to the Lord. Not just praying, but prayer has a purpose, a motivation behind it. It's not just saying stuff to God to say that I prayed. No, it's touching, communicating with God. That's what that is. But prayer, praise. Like tonight, you know, everybody praising. Every time we get together, even in your own home or in your car, you know, forget who's looking at you. Sing anyway. And if they look at you real funny, roll your window, sing to them. I mean, it's time to praise. Come on, it's time to pray and it's time to praise. All of our prayers should be culminated in praise. We're not just praying and leaving there whining and not sure and wondering if God's going to answer. No, we leave out of there knowing that God heard my petition. God will answer my prayer. His ear is open to the cry of the righteous. Amen. He heard me before I called, and I'm going to praise him for it right now. Now, coupled with those two, use proclamations.
Amen.
You'd be surprised if you get up early, like some of us do, really early, and you start, you know, once you find your way to wherever you're going, you get your eyes cleared up, and you start with a proclamation. Once you settle yourself, you have your coffee or whatever you do, and you start speaking the word of God. Proclaiming the word of God over yourself, over your house, over your children, over your finances, over your body, over your community, over people you will encounter in that day, over every. I'm gonna tell you, you will find God upgrading the quality of life that you live. Amen. There'll be a whole lot of battles you won't have to fight.
Amen.
There'll be a whole lot of stuff that can't enter your mind because the word has garrisoned your mind.
Amen.
Because you spoke it out. You decreed it.
Amen.
You confessed it. You spoke it out. And this needs to become our, I don't like the word routine, but it needs to become what we do daily.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Step down from heaven.